Hello, my fellow office warriors, and welcome to Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart, where HR and management meet snark, sass, and a treasure trove of unforgettable tales. We'll dive deep into the wild world of human resources and management like never before. We unwrap the juiciest HR and management stories, tackling the real, the ridiculous, and the utterly outrageous. From hiring horror stories to office romance debacles, we spill the tea on everything HR and management related, all while sharing practical tips and tricks for navigating the corporate maze. Dear HR Diary is the unfiltered truth you wish they taught in management school. We prove that behind every HR policy is a story waiting to be told and solutions to be created. Stay tuned for a roller coaster ride through the thrilling, sometimes baffling, world of HR and management, served with a generous dose of humor and heart. Hello, my wonderful office workplace warriors, and welcome back to another episode of Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart, the unfiltered truth you wish you learned in management school, or they taught in management school. Take your pick. It's Dawn. I'm back for another episode. So last week, I got this really fantastic opportunity to do some continuing employee development for myself. And I think sometimes as HR professionals, we don't take the time to take care of ourselves. If you feel that way, raise your hand, unless you're driving, and then keep your hand on the wheel. Or how about as an employee, you don't always feel like you have an opportunity to do some development? Well, guess what? You really need to take some time or go to your manager and say, hey, can you give me some time to like do some development? It is critical. Okay. I went to the OKHR 2004 conference. How old am I? How about 2024 conference this past week? And the theme was power, and it's POW HR. So it was really talking about finding your superpowers or what your superpowers are. And there's all kinds of classes that I took on things that an HR professional brings to work, AI, which seems a little superpower-ish. We talked to difficult people, how to manage difficult people. Maybe that should be a podcast. I like that. I'll come back to that one. Food for thought. How to manage difficult people. There was performance feedback. There was DEI. There was all kinds of cool stuff that I got to spend some time learning. There was even some employment law stuff where there were superheroes dressed up like pregnant Wonder Woman and Robin and Batman, which were great. But I loved it. And so that made me think, okay, we as HR professionals, so how about you as an employee? How about you as a manager? What is your superpower? Have you thought about what superpower you have? So keep this in mind, okay? A superpower isn't a skill, but it's a perspective or a mindset or a way of working that enhances everything you touch. It's unique. It's like a thumbprint. It's that quality that causes other people to say, you know who would be great for this? Or we should go to so-and-so because they know exactly what to do. So I thought, that's a great topic. So how do you identify what your superpower is? So this is just a fun thing outside of being HR, outside of being a manager, you know, think of as an employee. So here's some things that I want you to think of that makes your superpower really, really cool, right? Okay. You're sitting at work. People come to you and they ask you questions, right? So you are the Superman of accounting. Now, maybe you can't lift tall buildings, or maybe you can't leap over tall buildings in a single bound or stop a locomotive. Had to really go back to my Superman days. But what is it that you do as a leader or an employee? Your job is to figure out kind of the natural gifts and abilities, maybe of other employees or yourself. So there, a person's superpower is your own particular genius. Did you know that you're a genius? Well, you are a genius. So pat yourself on the back, genius. So your superpower is that specific, unique, and specialized skill that you bring to the workforce. It's your own secret sauce. If you take the time to identify the superpowers, not only of yourself, but of your team, you are going to find some hidden talent that's going to inspire other people to bring that secret sauce to work. When a person has their superpower named and acknowledged, they feel seen and validated. And as a manager, super cool. And all of a sudden, they no longer are just a worker with a set of skills, but they're a hero that can help save your day. And people want to know that I did learn this at this conference because this was a very much an underlying theme in just about any session I went into, but people want to know what they do matters. So, you know, I know that I want to know what I do matter. I know that other people that reach out to me really want to feel like what they do matters. But so how can you do that? Well, discovering what they want to be seen and valued for, what it is that they bring to work. So when people work from their superpower, they feel energized, fulfilled, and purposeful. Holy moly, Batman. That is super cool. And it increases engagement, sustains energy, and inspires people to go above and beyond. So by contrast, when people don't know their superpowers or when people don't feel valued, they just become another cog in the wheel or they miss the connection. So a good starting point is to figure out if you can name your own superpower. So here is some homework for you on my podcast. Think about it. It's the thing you provide that's so great. Maybe you're the one who listens and listens and listens, and then you summarize the big idea of the conversation. That's a possibility. Or perhaps you're the one who picks up on stuff that no one else is saying, but others are thinking or possibly feeling. That could happen too. Or maybe you take really complex information and make it digestible or understandable for others. So my husband's really, really good at that. I tell him that's his superpower. He breaks stuff down into things that I can understand in an easier way. And it could be anything from like how to hammer a nail all the way into up to some complex spreadsheets. But he is actually really, really good about that. Maybe you haven't even taken the time to figure out what your superpower is because it's what you do every day, right? You're like, oh, I just come to work, do my job. And or maybe you have thought about it and you didn't know what to call it. So there quite honestly could even be people that count on you to engage your superpower when it's needed. I've come to save the day, and you flash your like Superman outfit. Or if you're Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman, maybe you have the lasso of truth and people just come and tell you everything, right? So I know that there are people in offices that people always love to go and tell other people stuff. And it's fascinating. And working in human resources, sometimes I'm like the last person to know. And I have to laugh because I'm like, why didn't somebody tell me? So it's like that go-to person or that person that loves to come and chat. And then you're like, whoa, I didn't know that. So if you sit down and you're thinking, how can I get my team members to share? Or maybe this is a meeting that you do in your next time, or maybe this is something that you're doing individually. Here are some questions that you can help identify your team members' superpowers, okay? Or your own superpowers. What unique contribution does this person or yourself bring to projects, conversations, and meetings they attend? So if you know that this particular individual is going to be in a meeting or you know that they're going to be part of this project and you're looking forward to it, think about what it is. What do they bring? Maybe they have the ability to open up a whole way of thinking. So it's like, hey, did you think about it this way? Or what are some other ideas? Or what is unique about that? What is unique about you? What do you bring to projects or conversations or meetings? What do people come to this person for? What do people come to you for? People come to me because maybe I'm empathetic and they feel like I can relate to situations, or they feel heard, or they feel valued, or they feel cared about. Maybe that's why people come to you. Maybe that's why people go to your other team members. And this one, what would be missing if this person were to leave? So you yourself, what would be missing if you were to leave? What would happen in the event that you were to leave the organization? So there's all kinds of superpowers that you probably already have that you don't even realize you have. And those are some great questions to help you identify some of those superpowers when it's like, whoa, how did I do that? I always laugh because I'm like, I never really thought about my own little superpower that I bring. Or I didn't realize that people come to me for one thing or another. And I've never really thought through what my superpower is. So being at this conference, we talked about our own superpowers and what we feel is important and how we bring that each and every day. One of the managers I worked with said that they love to ask. They love to ask, if you were a superhero, what superhero would you be? And I said, okay, well, what do you hope to accomplish by that? And their response is like, I really want to open it up for creativity. Are they creative? Are they, you know, do they talk, their superpower is they, if they would be Superman because they could swoop down and be the hero, or that kind of stuff. Here are some things. I did this exercise with this group of HR professionals I was working with. I did this earlier this week. And so some of the things that they were able to answer, they said, listening. I feel like I am a fantastic listener. When people have problems or issues, they would come into my office and they would just talk. One of the questions that I'm known to ask is, am I here to fix the problem or am I here to listen to the problem? And this employee or this HR professional I was talking to, I said, wow, that's a great question. Do you want me to fix the problem, solve the problem, or are you just here because you need somebody to listen to what you're saying? I thought, well, that's really, really, really cool. Another one that when I asked this question was, I am a fact finder. Fact finder, like a sleuth. I'm like, okay, fact finder. What does that mean? Well, I dig in and ask the questions. Sometimes they're really hard questions, and I want to get to the actual facts of the situation. So I am a fact finder, and I will go digging for anything I possibly can to get to the facts. Only the facts, ma'am, like to quote Dragnet. Some of the other ones was, I'm reading my notes, I am a very optimistic person. I have extremely strong positive energy, and I'm always in support of change management initiatives. Whoa, that's pretty cool. So I asked this HR professional, I said, so you like change? And this HR person said, I love change. Like, I am the change management extraordinaire. And I, when we put change management things into place, I'm the first one that people come to on how to keep an optimistic perspective through it. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool and something I probably wouldn't even have thought of. Like, change management can be incredibly stressful. And this person was able to identify that when an organization is going through changes, their superpower is change management. I don't mind change. Change happens. And if you don't change, you're not growing. But I don't think I would call myself the superpower of change management. I'll own that. Another one was agility and adaptability, which I thought was really, really cool. This person did a Strength Finders session, and one of their top five strengths was adaptability, flexibility, the ability to shift really quickly and go a different direction. So while I thought that fell into the change management perspective, there was also a lot of adaptability and flexibility. So they really very much could flex one way, and then the next day they needed to shift and become adaptable. And I thought that was fantastic. Another one. So I've talked to like 10 or 12 people when we were talking through this HR superpower or power HR, and just asking some of my colleagues what their thoughts were, particularly in human resources, and see where they felt their superpower was. It was just kind of a different thing when I looked at it, because I'm like, wow, everyone brings something unique to the team. And I thought, this is kind of like your personal brand, right? You've identified their superpower. She have identified their superpower. And then how do they put it to work? So once they've identified it, your superpower is to seek out opportunities to use it in development. So how do you talk to your manager about that? I figured out what my superpower is. My superpower is public speaking. And that's one of my superpowers. That's one of the reasons I started the podcast. I am not afraid to get in front of a group of people, sometimes to act silly and sometimes to give a very serious conversation. But I love public speaking. I love training. I'm very passionate about it. My supervisor supports that and looks for ways for me to bring training to the workplace, which is fantastic. There are other people in my organization or other organizations I've worked in that don't necessarily like public speaking. And they usually say, hey, can Dawn do that? Can Dawn do that? You know, when you're reflecting on your career or maybe facing a turning point, it's important to consider what your superpower is, right? So you want to focus on other factors, including your values, your geographical location, what you want to do with life. But your superpower can give you clues about what type of work you'd like to do, roles that you would be good in, companies you might like to work for. So while this is a fun, cheeky way to help identify the skills that you're excellent at or the skills that your team are excellent at, it's also a way for you to determine what it is that you feel you could do better for your company, or if you're looking for a job, companies that you would like to bring those superpowers to. At work, superpowers can be more than just skills or qualifications. They encompass a combination of talent, experience, and most importantly, self-awareness. Knowing your top strengths can make a significant difference. Here's an interesting stat for you. In fact, research shows that people who are aware of their strengths, aka superpowers, are 6 times more likely to feel that their job allows them to perform at their best every day. So consider self-awareness as your work superpower, because it quite possibly could enhance everything that you touch. So as you start thinking about what your superpower is, really think through, be self-aware, and realize, hey, I'm the go-to for that. My superpower is I'm just a ride-out rock star. Tell me, I'd be interested in finding what your superpower is, because everyone has it, and it's just really figuring out how to discover it and put it to work. So short little podcast today, because I just really thought it would be fun to talk about everyone's superpowers and what they bring to the office. My superpower, I don't know. Now I got to do it. Empathy, getting up in front of public speaking. I mean, there's several. You could probably have more than, you know, more than one or two. Like Superman, he's able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, able to stop a locomotive. Wonder Woman has that lasso truth. She also can block those bullets flying at her with her bracelets. I always thought that was cool when I was a kid. So whether your superpower is the lasso of truth or the superpower is you're able to leap loads of bull poop in a single bound, today, I tell you, go find your superpower and empower your super self. Well, wraps it up. Short, sweet, to the point. Stuff they didn't teach me in management school. I didn't learn what my superpower is, and probably till later in life. But thanks for tuning into another episode of Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart, the unfiltered truth you wish you learned in management school. Again, until next time, stay fabulous and go be your super powerful self. Well, my fellow office warriors, that's a wrap for today's episode of Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart. It's the unfiltered truth you wish they'd taught in management school. We hope you enjoyed this roller coaster ride through the intriguing realms of HR and management, complete with snark, sass, and a whole lot of heart. HR and management isn't just about policies and procedures. It's about people, passions, and the occasional workplace shenanigans. Got some interesting HR stories to share or a burning management question? Reach out. We love hearing from you. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps keep the snark alive and the stories flowing. For more information or to book a consultation with me, go to managewithheart, that's HART.com. Dear HR Diary by Manage with Heart is signing off. Until next time, stay fabulous and sassy, my fellow workplace warriors.